You're listening to ABC Gippsland. Now, not too long ago, I read a book by Oliver Sacks called Musicophilia, The Brain's Unexplainable Affinity for Music. Now, in the book, it's a fabulous book, he talks about how music is linked to every learning part of the brain and tries to uncover why we seem to be hardwired to music. It's a really interesting read and I highly recommend it. And I tell you what, it makes me wonder why certain musical instruments take off and find a place in mainstream society. When you think about it, all those years ago, piano, violin, flute, and many, many others. Now, just recently, the ukulele has spread across the country with young and old getting involved. I know my parents go to a uke class in Western Australia. And yes, I am guilty of jumping on the ukulele bandwagon. And today, Philip Chalker is not only going to teach me a few notes on air on my very dodgy $20 red ukulele, I like the colour red, but he's also going to tell us about some classes you might be able to attend. Now, Philip, when did you first start playing the ukulele?
I started playing the ukulele around about a year ago, in 2013.
And why did you decide to take up the ukulele? Because it's a very popular instrument at the moment.
Well, one of the reasons that I took it up as a legally blind person, I have a seeing eye dog, and it's a really small portable instrument that you can just fling over your shoulder and move around anywhere as a local busker and that as well. So, yeah.
It's a really good instrument. I've actually stuffed my ukulele in my handbag and in my backpack to take with me in certain places. And as you say, it's nice and small.
Yep.
So what do you like about the ukulele?
It's just got a... As for your intro before, it also has got a nice sound to it and all that kind of stuff. So hearing I'm a guitarist as well, and hearing the strings played on the guitar to a uke, they're more big sound, and this is just nice and relaxing sound for the mind and all that. So, yeah.
So what kind of ukulele do you have? Because I know that there's the soprano ukulele, the tenor ukulele.
I'm not too sure with the name, sorry, but my next one's up from the smallest one. So I think it might be one could be...
A tenor?
Yeah, it could be, sorry.
Is that like a nice, deep, resonating sound?
Yeah.
So how long have you been teaching ukulele, Philip?
I've been teaching ukulele for nearly since 2012.
Yeah, and as someone who's legally blind, did you find it easy to pick up?
Yeah, because the teacher that I work with, we learn things one-on-one from home, and she has a CD. And she sings it and yells the chords out as I go along. And in my lessons, we talk one-on-one, and she tells me where to place my finger and all that. But many teachers out there don't know to do that. They just say, oh, look at you. Can you see my fingers?
Yeah. And you're like, no. I can't. So when you're teaching someone ukulele for the first time, and it's going to be a bit of a blind, between you and I, it's going to be a bit of a blind lesson right now because I can't see you and you can't see me, but I guess it's going to be a little bit like being in one of your lessons.
Yeah.
So can you teach me something on the ukulele? I've got my uke here.
What would you like to learn?
Oh.
A chord, a song.
What's the easiest?
Well, I can show you a little riff if you like. Have you that song that I was telling you about earlier?
Yeah.
Off air, put the lime in the coconut.
Put the lime in the coconut. Yep, yep.
If you can hear this, hang on. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
It might sound difficult, but it's not.
Okay.
So put your first finger.
Yep, first finger
on a C string.
Gosh, which one's the C string?
I meant to be teaching, so I'll start again. Put your first finger on the A string. Do you know which one the A string is?
G, so it's G.
We'll go through the strings first.
Okay.
C, E, A.
Okay,
so... The easiest way to remember that is girls can eat anything.
I wish. Girls can eat anything.
Well, whatever word you want to use.
Anything. Okay, so girls can eat anything.
Now, so if I say put your third finger on the A string in the third fret.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, yep.
And you should get the same sound as mine. And you are.
I am?
Yeah.
Does that sound the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does, I guess, yep.
Now, so what I want you to do is I want you to pluck that once. So just go... And now I want you to get your first, take your finger off that one and get your first finger and put it on the first fret on the A string. You're doing it right because we both sound the same.
Okay, so...
Now, what I'm going to get you to do is I'm going to get you to try to move from the third fret to the first fret by going... Try that. There you go. You've just picked up the first bit.
Woohoo!
Now, the next bit's easy. All it is, when you hear me say the word open string, that means just hit the E string without putting your fingers down on any.
Okay.
So you just hit it. So... Yeah, like that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to try bringing them three together. So there you go. Third fret, first fret, open string. Third fret, first fret, open string. Good on you. That was really good.
Aw, thanks, Philip. I've just learned something.
With me. Now, if you speed that up. Father brought a coconut, he brought it for a if you did the strumming, do you know how to do the C7? C7 chord.
No idea.
The C7 chord is just one finger on the first fret on the A string. So it's one of the notes that you was just playing. Yeah. Now I got you to go from the
Like that, right?
Now I want you to leave your finger in the first fret on the A string and strum. So you look. Brother brought a coconut, he brought it for a dime. Now you keep playing, now listen to this. See how they fit together?
We've just created magic, Philip.
See how they fit together?
That's great. That's fantastic.
So now I've just taught you the little riff, and that was the third fret, first fret, open E string.
Well, Philip, after hearing that... ukulele enthusiasts across Gippsland will be wanting to head into your class at the speed of light. That was really easy. Thank you so much.
No, that's all right.
No, so when are your classes starting?
The classes have already started now for this term. So these ones are nearly finished, but there'll be intermediate ones running for people that can play more than four chords. In November.
So if people want to touch base with you about the next group of classes, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can still give me a call. Am I allowed to plug my number?
Yeah,
sorry.
Plug your number.
0400 60 3367.
Thank you so much, Philip, for taking the time to teach me some notes today. It's been fantastic.
That's fine.